Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is walked intentionally. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bilardi moves to third. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is walked intentionally. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive to right field. The ball gets by Kaline. Tuttle fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Vernon moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers is walked intentionally. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald strikes out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. House strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek hits a line drive into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Busby moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. Vollmer moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Porterfield hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Frank Bowling. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Reno Bertoia now playing second base. Ray Herbert now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seavers takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seavers. Bilardi reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. House is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.